Health experts say most Americans are not getting enough calcium, especially young women. Milk has traditionally had an edge over other beverages, providing 350 milligrams of calcium per serving. But many orange juice makers and soy milk producers have now fortified their beverages to the same level as a way of trying to stay competitive. Gail Underbakke, a registered dietitian with the medical school at UW-Madison, says federal government regulation of such products is minimal, so nutritional claims may be suspect.
The number of products on the market making nutritional claims is increasing dramatically. And I think we need to know if the claims that are being made are legitimate.
Osteoporosis expert Robert Haney may have provided the answer to whether calcium-fortified drinks deliver what they promise. The Nebraska professor of medicine at Creighton University compared milk to 14 fortified beverages. All claim to have the same calcium content, but in his research, only two orange juice brands compared favorably to milk. Soy and rice beverages fared worse, partly because the calcium was stuck in sludge at the bottom of the container. Haney says most consumers ignore label instructions to vigorously shake a product.
Most consumers won't do that, and particularly after you've opened a carton and then put it in the fridge, and by the time you pour your second glass of milk, you don't have a good way to seal that up to support the vigorous shaking that's going to be required.
Nutrients stuck at the bottom of the beverage weren't the only problem. Haney's research found as much as two-thirds of the added calcium was unlikely to be absorbed by the body because of its poor quality. However, UW nutritionist Underbakke says the findings won't change what she recommends to patients unable to drink milk.
If we learn ultimately that the amount of calcium being absorbed is not quite as great as we thought, we would maybe need to make some different recommendations, but it still appears to be a reasonable option.
Haney says his research was not intended to put blame on producers of soy milk or orange juice. In fact, a small part of his funding came from Tropicana, along with the National Dairy Council. Haney says what he wants is for the beverage industry to ensure the calcium on the label is what consumers actually get in their bodies. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.